Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Glad that you're here with us on a Tuesday afternoon. And we're glad that Todd Sivia is here with us, my friend and partner here on the show. We're so glad for your support, Todd. I came across this article, and it's talking about something Missouri is doing. And before we get to talking about how great Missouri is, why is Illinois not doing smarter things? it's just like another installment. And Annie, why are you not moving out of Illinois? And the answer is because of family. But Missouri has passed a law that is repealing capital gains taxes.
Yes. So, you know, anytime you're
to me like I'm 41 and named Annie Fry. Bring it down.
Well, you know, like anytime you're buying, selling a piece of property, or, you know, selling farmland or whatever, you know, they're trying to incentivize the real estate market right now. Like,
to give a goose it?
Huh? Trying to find something to motivate people to sell. And capital gains is one of those areas that they're hoping to incentivize people to sell real estate.
So it says, I'm looking at the MissouriIndependent.com, and the article I have said that the law took effect August 28th. The capital gains tax cut will apply to all gains since January 1st and will be reflected in the income tax returns that are due in April. Missouri became the first state to exempt profits from the sale of assets such as stocks, real estate, and cryptocurrency from income tax. Is this something that just happens, or do you need to make sure that you check a box, fill out a form?
Yeah, I mean, every time you're buying and selling stock on stock or land or whatever you're buying, you usually get a 1099 at the end of the year that says, "Hey, you're profitable," and mm-hmm. So you got to figure out some in every other state. You have to pay taxes on that, on those gains, whether it's crypto or, you name it, anything that you have gained in value.
Does that specifically apply to residents of Missouri, or does it have to be residents and property in Missouri, just property in Missouri?
Well, if it could be people that are residents, but also it could be reflective of anything, you know, say you sold a business and it was a Missouri registered business.
Mm-hmm.
That could be also.
If you're in Missouri and you sell property in Illinois?
No.
No. If you're in Illinois and you sell property in Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. We're talking to Todd Sivia of Sivia Law, SiviaLaw.com. Go ahead.
So buy stuff in Missouri and then sell it in Missouri.
Yeah, or you should have a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So based on what you're saying and what Annie was just reading there, is this something that's temporary, like the law they're trying to pass?
No, it's passed.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
it
in
is
effect.
Passed. It's in
done.
Effect.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Listen to the podcast, Ryan. I just said that.
No, thank you.
You make the podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to it again.
I've already
done it twice by then.
Yeah, but listen to it zero times. So it's in effect August 28th. I'll just repeat that in case anyone else didn't hear. The law came into effect August 28th. The tax cut will apply to all gains since January 1st and will be reflected on the income tax returns due in April. Do you want it in writing?
Yes, first of all. And the other thing is this a temporary thing just to spur the market? Or is this...
I mean, now it's permanent.
Okay.
Until
the Democrats get in charge.
Well, until the legislator...
I'll be voting for Holden. I was referencing an old Democrat Missouri governor. And the joke didn't land.
Man, this is A-plus segment for you.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a question. We're speaking with Todd Sivia. As I said, go to SiviaLaw.com. He's got offices in Missouri and Illinois. Let's just say, Todd, that you're a guy who is in North City, North St. Louis, wherever, at a Quick Trip, and you're buying lottery tickets because you wanted to stop and get a slushy. And so you buy a couple Powerballs, and then you win the Powerball. What is your first move? Todd Sivia, attorney, what's the first thing you do?
For me, I would take the whole sum. You know, I pay the taxes. I deal with the consequences. I'd probably, first of all, call me.
Yeah. Hire a tax attorney.
You would hire an attorney.
You know, but I would take the funds. If it's a lifetime distribution, it's a lifetime distribution. So, you know, once it's gone, it's gone.
I read that it pays out for 29 years. The annuity is 29 years. If you die in year two, what happens? Do you know?
It depends upon how you've done your planning. Ooh. You know, have you named a beneficiary or whatever? You know, there's all kinds of consequences associated with not naming the right beneficiaries, and then who controls it? I mean, I was right before this meeting, I was meeting with a corporate trustee, and we were just talking about all these stories about, you know, how somebody had received, you know, this massive amount of money and what they needed to do and how, you know, within, you know, 10 to 12 years, all the money was gone. So so
it seems like, how is that possible? But I guess it's pretty possible. It's pretty possible. Actually pretty common.
Well, I mean, think about it. You know, the parents will buy, you know, these great houses, but they don't have the income to support the real estate taxes and the upkeep and all those other things. So, you know, they lose, you know, they buy a $500,000 home for each one of their kids, and that money is now gone. And now you've got real estate taxes of, you know, if you're, say you're in Edwardsville, and you're paying $12,000 in real estate taxes, and they can't afford the $12,000 in real estate taxes. So, they're broke. The property is lost to tax sale, and then and there's no one to bail them out because they've spent all the money.
So we're speaking with Todd Sivia, Sivia Law. I encourage you to contact him if you have just won the lottery. He would love to work with you.
or me.
I wouldn't reach out to you.
Me and Todd.
Yeah.
That's the name of your law firm. Come see me and Todd with all of your money. What do you say? You find out you have the winning ticket. You're checking your ticket to the numbers, and you're like, holy curse words, I just won the Powerball jackpot. What do you do with the physical ticket? Is it smart to be like, I'm going to keep it on my person at all times?
Oh, I put it in a safe.
But then you keep the safe with you at all times.
No, you just get in the safe also.
You just live in the safe.
And two, you know, I don't want to tell anybody. Like, I do not want to tell anybody because...
Would you tell your significant other?
I would tell her.
Would you tell, would you advise to not tell parents?
I wouldn't tell anybody.
For how long?
As long as I possibly can.
Keep you walking around with the weirdest smile on your face. Yeah.
But, you know,
the whole time you just be like, oh, yeah, this is so big.
But you know, for me, I would continue to work. I mean, you know, you got to love what you do and everything else like that. So, you know, it's not always the money, but you know, there's so many people that lose the passion, lose, you know, I mean, if you inherit money, I mean, that's another problem is if, you know, people receive a whole bunch of money, it, you know, and you don't plan, it's gone very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the Vandeveders and the Rockefellers, within three generations, the entire wealth that was built with the railroads was completely, utterly gone.
Wow.
Three generations.
So, okay, let's talk about that. We're speaking with Todd Sivia in the studio. The Vanderbilts. Yeah. SiviaLaw.com. You can call him at 833-995-WILL. And I haven't run this by him off the air, so I'll do it on the air so he can't say no. If people call right now, will you give him a free strategy session?
Absolutely.
833-995-WILL. See, that's how you run a hard bargain.
Just twist my arm.
Let's talk about inheriting money. So, yeah. I mean, you could inherit five figures and it could be life changing.
Yeah.
So it all depends on the individual person, your the time of your life that you're in. Everybody right now is looking for an extra penny because everything costs so much. Obviously, you win hundreds of millions of dollars in the jackpot, you better be getting a good team of lawyers immediately. Oh, yeah. But what if you find out that Aunt Sally passed away and left you $100,000?
I mean, you know, if you invest it right and you plan for it, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, I ran the numbers way back when with IRAs. If I inherited $100,000 in IRAs based upon the old law, I mean, I could take that $100,000 just assuming a 6% rate of return, and it turns into like $1.2 million. And I'm just taking a small portion out of that. I mean, the you know, just equally investing it and just sticking it off to the side and just taking the income off of that just huge.
If you get a windfall like that, maybe you weren't expecting anything. Maybe you were like, I was, you know, I always thought that Aunt Sally would, that I'd be, maybe she didn't have kids or whatever, so I was going to be included. But you find out it's way more than you expected. Okay. If you have debt, if you're middle-aged, maybe you're 40s, 50s or whatever, if you have debt, what is your advice on getting rid of debt? Maybe there's good debt and bad debt.
Yeah.
What's your advice when you get that windfall of money that you weren't expecting when it comes to managing debt, but then also investing?
So I teach Dave Ramsey, the yeah. Dave Ramsey course a lot. And he always
live like no one else.
So live like no one else. Live and, like no one and else. You know, he follows the seven steps. But you know, with a large sum of money, it depends, you know, like, sometimes, if I have got a 2% mortgage on my mortgage, maybe I don't pay that off. But if I got 18% credit card debt, I'm going to probably pay that off, you know, and try to get that resolved. So those are, you know, it just depends upon the debt.
Yeah.
And, I guess you have to analyze it.
You got to figure out, like, what if you invest it, how much money are you going to get back for that versus how much money are you right. not going to be paying in interest, and then balance the two.
Right.
Can you stay a little bit longer?
I could stay however long you need me to.
Would you like to interview Gianna Caldwell at 1:30? Sure. To be on with us? This show's wide open today. We're just doing whatever we want. We do have Gianna Caldwell at the bottom of the hour, but let's keep Todd in for another 10 minutes here. He can answer your questions as well. So if you have a specific question for an estate planning attorney, if you want to talk about trusts, powers of attorney, wills, all of that stuff, making sure you're planned and prepared for the future. Civia Law is such a great resource. It's where my husband and I have gone to work on our trust, and I encourage you to give him the opportunity to earn your business as well. And if you reach out to him, 833-995-WILL, call his office right now and get an appointment on the books, and he'll waive the $300 strategy session fee because I said it publicly first.
Yeah, talk to JV or Virgil.
Tell him Annie sent you. 833-995-WILL. Todd Civia going to stick around for one more segment. Don't go away.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. And
baby, you're welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We've got Todd Civia in studio with us. You can learn about Todd and his law practice at civialaw.com. And if you call 833-995-WILL to schedule an appointment today, an initial appointment, he'll waive that $300 strategy session fee. So I don't know why you're not calling right now. 833-995-WILL. Jared and I have gone to Todd in the Edwardsville office to work on our trust. And is it seven offices?
Yeah, seven offices.
Seven offices all over the place, Missouri and Illinois alike.
Looking for a place near you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Inheriting money is something that people, you know, can maybe anticipate, but I guess you don't really know what you're getting until you get it.
Yeah.
Are there taxes on that inherited money?
If it is if it's cash, there is zero taxes unless you hit $4 million in the state of Illinois.
Mm. Congratulations if you do.
Yeah. $15 million in federally. So most other states, so like Missouri, it's $15
million
that you can pass tax-free. If with some planning, you can double that between, you know, the husband and spouse. The only time that you do have to pay taxes is on IRAs. So if I inherit an IRA, then I got to pay taxes on it.
Is an IRA pre-tax?
goes in pre-tax.
So that's why so that the money does get taxed at some point.
Yeah.
So when people start thinking about maybe not being on the receiving end of an inheritance like that, but trying to set up an inheritance or an estate that would, you know, benefit family members down the line, how do you go about starting that process? And do you, I think in my head, now I've done trust planning with you and answered the copious amount of questions that I was so grateful that you asked to try to, you know, corner every possible question or situation that could come up. But my husband and I, we don't have a great amount of wealth to us right now. We're in the thick of it. We're putting four kids in school in parochial Lutheran education. Tuition dollars abound there. We're both working, but we're trying to maintain our independence in a expensive economy right now. So I still felt it was important, though, to have that conversation with you because I'm really thinking long term. Is there ever a time where it's too soon to come in and start talking about it's planning never, an estate?
It's never too soon. But what you're planning, you know, not, you know, a lot of people don't think about this, but, you know, especially in our, at our age, you know, a lot of times we've got a lot of life insurance. And I know what I bought a lot of life insurance on me. And what that impact could be, you know, say it's $200,000 in life insurance proceeds and you got, you know, one kid or, you know, two kids. And that means at age 18, they've got $100,000. I mean, an 18-year-old is going to spend $100,000 like a drop of the hat. So
do the kids need to be a part of the process? I mean, they don't have to, right? They can.
It depends upon the timing. It's always good to educate your kids about how to handle things and work through that process. You know, send them through a Dave Ramsey course. Make sure that they are financially educated.
What's the average age where people stop being financially dumb?
For some people, it never ends.
I mean, you're talking about like an 18-year-old inheriting six figures.
Yeah.
28?
But it all depends upon the person. Like, how are you managing wealth?
Yeah.
Like, you know, literally, if somebody is in the lower quartile of wealth, you know, Wiggins gave an example. Is it okay if I talk about that one?
Sure. I don't remember it.
Okay.
So, yes.
Well, you know, if somebody receives, you know, a small portion, and they are not financially able, they're going to run out of the money very
fast.
Very quickly.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if they run out of money very very quickly, that money's gone.
And it's gone. I saw this. It was a YouTube short. And last question here before we let you go. We're speaking with Todd Sivia, 833-995-WILL, to set up your strategy session with him. And he will waive that strategy session fee if you mention my name when you call. It was a call into the Dave Ramsey show because I get their stuff in my YouTube feed. And it was a woman who said she called herself an everyday millionaire. Is that a Dave Ramsey thing?
Yeah.
An everyday millionaire. So she had seven figures of income to her. And she said, I don't want to leave my money to my kids because they've turned into socialists. Do you have people come talk to you who want to set up a estate plan that is incredibly personal to that person where this is going to, some people are going to get this, some people are going to get nothing, some people are going to get more? Does that happen?
Oh yeah. All the time. And it all depends upon the person. You know, like, I mean, most attorneys are going to say, oh, well, we're going to give it to you at age 25, 30 and 35. Well, that's not, you know, it needs to be personable. You know, like, what do you want to incentivize? I mean, and the sky's the limit associated with that. You know, you could be incentivizing to start a business. You could be incentivizing to buy a house. You could be incentivizing to get married, be incentivizing to have children. Mm. You know, what's your incentive and what are you wanting to incentivize that person to do? And, you know, sometimes it could go nefarious
know,
ways where somebody just gets married just to get married.
Sounds like the plot of a rom-com.
Yeah.
Or a Bill Murray movie.
If you get married by Thursday, you get $1 million.
Exactly. You know.
All right. Well, Todd Sivia, thank you for being in here. Thanks for the Chick-fil-A, too, for the team.
Yeah,
appreciate
no problem.
That. 833-995-WILL. That's the number to call and reach him directly. Like I said, 7 offices between the bi-state regions. So if you're in Missouri or Illinois, Todd Sivia can help you attend to the estate planning needs that you have. Maybe some of the ones you haven't even thought of yet. He's whip smart at this. And you would be servicing your future, your estate plan in a very, very smart way. To make that phone call. Todd Sivia, SiviaLaw.com. Let's take a quick break. We're going to talk to Gianno Caldwell when we return. Don't go away. Nobody
can drag me. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.